I am dizzy with grief. The world spins in flashes of pain, cutting deeper than I've ever felt. And I have felt such pain. I place my hands into her wound. Let her blood cover me. Deliver me. I peel the skin from her body. It comes away with ease. She's relinquishing it to me. A whimper croaks from my mouth. The creaking, pathetic thing, barely alive. It is followed by a moan. An animal sound. A sound of loss. A sound of mourning. A sound of bitterness. A sound of fury. I place her thick pelt upon my back, her skin touching my skin, melding as one. Another noise emerges from the depths of my core. This time, a snarl. Bold, fierce, angry, vicious. My lungs fill with the savage air of the wild night. I breathe in deeper than I ever have before. My rage is made incarnate. I rend the world with my voice. I howl. The next morning in a soft bed of leaves and grass. With the sun in my eyes, the taste of iron on my tongue, and my husband's wedding ring in my belly. I run through the trees and the streams and the fields. I run through the wild flowers under the glare of the summer sun. I run through blankets of white cast over the land in hushed plumes. I run through the forest that named me, that taught me to bare my teeth and taste the wind. And panting with my hot breath coiling up into the night sky, and my voice louder than every word that ever tried to define me. I howl. I howl for my sisters. I howl for my mother. I howl for Electra. I howl, for I will never be caged again.